Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Turn to Altucid IGR for hornfly specific control year after year. Altucid IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With no known resistance, make Altucid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altucidigr.com.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Well, the Oklahoma Emergency Drought Commission met this week. After the meeting, I had the opportunity to catch up with Executive Director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, Trey Lamb, about the meeting highlights and the needs of producers in Oklahoma due to the dry conditions.
You know, we had over 6,000 applications originally, and with a maximum of $7,500 per producer, you know, we still had probably $17 million worth of applications that we currently have that we weren't able to fund or, you know, allow them to go forward. We actually have some producers that have already completed their practices, but they weren't funded. So we're really optimistic that the legislature will provide some funding to kind of clean up those applications, but we're also a little concerned that maybe we need to move some funds from areas where it's rained, where the drought has been relieved, which is, you know, east and southeast, especially of the Oklahoma City area, move those either further down the list within a district. We have some districts that have nearly 100 open applications. So these are folks that have either spent money or need to get something done. So we hate to see them not funded, but there's a couple of different ways. One is to move money around, another is to get another appropriation from the legislature.
Lamb said there are some districts with up to 100 open applications.
What we would try to do is move down the alternate list within each conservation district / county so that those local residents still had an access to an equal amount of funds. But some districts have already come close to fulfilling all those obligations, so they don't have many or any alternates on their list. So if someone wasn't going to complete a practice, say couldn't get a pond cleaned out because it had rained and filled up and there was no reason to do that practice, didn't need the money, we could move that money to a conservation district that had a large waiting list or had people that still did not have any water available. So we could move on to other practices.
No new applications are being accepted by local conservation districts for the Emergency Drought Cross Share Program at this time, and all the actions of the commission are pending approval by Governor Kevin Stitt. Well, Oklahoma innovators have until Friday, May the 19th, to apply for an opportunity to receive business support and resources as part of the inaugural Oklahoma Grassroots Rural and Ag Business Accelerator cohorts. The program's coordinated by Oklahoma Farm Bureau along with state and national partners and consists of two unique business development pipelines that will connect rural Oklahoma innovators and ventures with business support and potential investment opportunities. To apply, companies must have operations, investment, or impact in Oklahoma and must be located in a community with a population of 50,000 or less. If you'd like to apply, you can go to okfarmbureau.org/accelerator. And once again, applications must be completed by Friday, May the 19th. You've got farm news on Ron.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.